wonder when you go if I stay on your mind. Two can play that game, but you win me every time. Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better.
KZST. It's Mike Adams, 532. Starting to cool down a little bit, 58 degrees. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we're following in the KZST newsroom. An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Napa in 2022 that killed one person and sent 16 others to the hospital has been traced to a cooling tower near downtown, but a specific location was not given. The CDC says Facility A was the location where the outbreak was triggered. According to the report, Facility A is quite near or at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on California Boulevard. A clogged pipe that fed chemicals into the cooling system was the culprit. The two women killed in a head-on crash in Lake County on Highway 20 back on December 26th have now been identified. 46-year-old Lisa Lopez of Lakeport was driving a Nissan Cube east on Highway 20 when the vehicle crossed the roadway's double yellow lines into the eastbound lane and collided head-on with a Honda Civic driven by 28-year-old Kimberly Renee Mitchell of Redwood Valley. There were no other passengers in either vehicle. Donald Trump's lawyers are pressing to have special counsel Jack Smith's team held in contempt. The former president's lawyer said today prosecutors have taken steps to advance the 2020 election interference case against him in violation of a judge's order that put the case on hold. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run on Microsoft Windows operating system will have a special co-pilot key that launches the software giant's AI chatbot. Getting third-party computer manufacturers to add an AI button to laptops is the latest move by Microsoft to capitalize on its close partnership with ChatGPT maker OpenAI. In sports, the 49ers will not only sit Christian McCaffrey on Sunday, but also Brock Purdy. The Rams have said they will sit quarterback Matthew Stafford. Also, Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs and Lamar Jackson from the Ravens will also sit out the final week of the season. Your forecast tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows running in the 40s tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Rain is likely on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Here's a piece of trivia for you. Today is National Trivia Day. The trivia boom really kicked off in 1979 with the invention of the game Trivial Pursuit by Chris Haney and Scott Abbott, both from Canada. America's most iconic TV quiz show, of course, is Jeopardy, which came about in 1964. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Is your home's heating system ready for the winter chill? For a limited time only, Henry Mechanical is offering a furnace tune-up and safety inspection that includes a free carbon monoxide test and duct inspection, regularly priced at $199 for only $69. Tuning up your furnace will ensure that your home's heating system is operating safely and efficiently, help prevent costly and untimely breakdowns, and increase the life expectancy of your system. At Henry Mechanical, we pride ourselves on delivering quality service that you can trust. And for over 30 years, we've been committed to providing our customers with timely, efficient, and long-lasting solutions you can count on. Get prepared for winter by calling Henry Mechanical to schedule a furnace tune-up and safety inspection. And get a carbon monoxide test and duct inspection for free. That's a $199 value for only $69. So don't delay. Call Henry Mechanical today or visit henrymechanical.com.
Ready for adventure? Starting June 23rd, fly Avelo Airlines out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport to Redmond, Oregon. Easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights. STS is the perfect way to start your journey to Central Oregon's hiking, biking, wineries, and more. Book your trip at flysts.com.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. Let's go ahead and do it again. Another check on the roadways. And CHP Officer David Doretti here once again. How we making out now?
Well, we got one of that Petaluma crash cleared up, Mike. We do have the crash southbound 101 at downtown. It is still messing up traffic. It looks like it's just about clear. Things are still slow out there. Traffic's breaking up a bit, but we are still backed up to River Road. So expect that if you're heading out of the Windsor area, southbound into Santa Rosa. Northbound out of Runner Park, a bit slow from Todd Road, heading up towards Santa Rosa. And we just cleared a crash on Hall Road near Country Club Drive as well in Santa Rosa. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Doretti on KZST.
100.1 KZST.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
got a lot of fire left in me.
See all our stuff. Check us out on Facebook and stay plugged in. 100.1 KZST.
County's 100.1 KZST.
It's Mike Adams. Trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro and Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro and Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and Sons.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Sonoma County's 100.1, KZST 546, taking a look at the roadways, and we still got one crash out there. It's going to be at Hall Road. CHP is going to be out on scene for that one, so watch yourself going through there. Also seeing some slowdowns right now. Baker Avenue going back to River Road right now is going to be a little bit of a slow go as you make your way home tonight. And northbound, got a little bit of a delay from Baker Avenue back to Todd Road. East and westbound Highway 12 looking good and not bad through Petaluma. Once again, please make sure you're buckled up. It's your latest up-to-the-minute CHP traffic.
100.1 KZST. First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. Valentine's is going to be here before you know it. Sweethearts has unveiled new conversation hearts for Valentine's Day, meant specifically for situationships. They look like the normal version, but the words are a little blurry and, well, they're kind of hard to read, too.
Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel
KZST. We'll be right back. And I still can't believe that you came up to me and said, I love you. I love you too. Now I'm dreaming with you tonight till tomorrow. And for all of my life, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming with you in a dream. With you tonight, holding you tight, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room.
Sonoma County's 100.1. KZST, I'm Mike Adams. Moments away from the final information update with Brent Allen. It's next on 100.1 KZST.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong.